Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
It's Friday, and as you prepare to end your work week, it's time to gear up for an all-new episode of Listening with KNN. It's another busy week in the sports world, but this week, I'm excited to have a guest join me from a very special, historically Black college and university, yes, an HBCU that is celebrating a very monumental milestone this year. This means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in. As I always like to start my shows, I like to kick it off with Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athletes of the Week. Yes, this week, athletes with an S, because I'm honoring multiple athletes for their contributions to helping make this world a better place. I think with all that we see in the news right now, we need some of this good news to remind us that there really is still some good in the world. So this week, I'm honoring former NFLers Nate Burleson, Marcel Reese, and Rashad Jennings, as well as Baltimore Ravens safety Eric Weddle, for what they've recently done. Now, if you haven't heard, they teamed up with the New York shoe brand All in Sundry to help put shoes on kids in Africa. All in Sundry started a Kickstarter campaign earlier this year, pledging to put a pair of shoes on kids in Kenya for every pair bought from their new capsule collection. The collection features shoes reflecting the personalities of the players involved, and the project has already raised over $28,000. Now, the Kickstarter campaign to send shoes to children in Africa ended on October 27th. So I want to salute these former NFLers and the current NFL player for just doing good and helping these kids get something that we in America see as necessities, helping these kids get shoes that they really need. So I think it's a wonderful thing. I hope we see more athletes doing stuff like this, because guess what? It just takes one act of good to change a person's life and to make this world a better place. Now, I'm going to take you guys to a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be welcoming today's very special guest to the show. Stay tuned.
Jerry's Burger Spot has all your Friday night tailgating favorites. From their never-frozen burger, fresh-cut fries, ice cream, and milkshakes, Jerry's Burger Spot offers the best lunch, and if you desire a fresh handmade burger or some delicious ice cream like Mom used to make, stop by Jerry's Burger Spot at 3815 Jefferson Park Road, Prince George, Virginia, right off 36 near Fort Lee. Jerry's Burger Spot. Remember when...
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN. I'd now like to introduce you to our very special guest today, Ms. Tanya Walker, the Athletic Director of Winston-Salem State University. Now, if you don't know, hi, how are you?
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now I'm just going to give the guests just a quick rundown about you, if they don't know about you, even though how I don't know that they couldn't know about such an extraordinary woman. So to everyone listening, Tanya Walker enters her fourth year as the Director of Athletics, and it's her 17th season as a part of the Winston-Salem State University Department of Athletics. She was appointed Director of Athletics back on April 30th of 2014, and she's put her own stamp on leadership for the Rams. She's been an integral figure in the university's transition from NCAA Division II to Division I football championship subdivisions. And she brings a wealth of knowledge to intercollegiate athletics to the university. She came to WSSU after completing a seven-year stint with the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the CIAA headquarters office, where she began her career back in 1993. Now, her influence and competitive excellence has guided the Rams to six NCAA Division II tournament appearances, as well as 13 CIAA championship titles. Wow. Including the volleyball and women's outdoor track first-time championships in school history, 9 CIAA division titles, and 8 Coach of the Year honors. So basically, she's been doing it all. So Tanya, thanks again for coming to today's show. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you, Kelsey. Glad to be here.
I have to say, I mean, just reading everything you've done, it's incredible. And I mean, I just 27 CIAA championships by Winston-Salem State University sports teams over the past 6 years. That's crazy.
Well, that's over
the past.
I mean,
is there something in the water?
Well, we'll take it. Whatever works.
It is wonderful. And then I know you guys just fell short of going to the CIAA championship game, which I know was disheartening, but I mean, the football team, 2016 CIAA football championship, which was a repeat championship from 2015 and the 12th one in school's history. I mean, you guys are doing something special down there in Winston-Salem.
We are. You know, it was really heartbreaking for us not to continue on. But you can't win every game. You can't win every season. We'll just do our very best to go back, regroup, and prepare for next year with hopes to be representing the Southern Division of the CIAA.
Wonderful. I wish your university the best of luck. And then I think the best thing, you guys are celebrating 125 years
this year. 25 years.
That's a wonderful thing. I mean, that just tells you about the history that you guys have had and just the statement that WSSU has been making. So congratulations on that and to everyone going there and all the alumni. I know it's something proud to boost about. And I wish you guys the best 125 more years for the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. And so I have to say real quick before I get into the show, Winston-Salem is such a beautiful place. I had the privilege of going there earlier this year, back when I went down to the National Sports Media Association Awards Banquet, and they're actually going to have their awards there every year. So before I get into the show, I just want to ask you, what's your favorite part about Winston-Salem and just the community that's there?
Favorite part of the community? I'm a country girl, Kelsey.
Okay.
Hey, Newberry, South Carolina. And Winston-Salem, while not as – it doesn't feel like Newberry, South Carolina to me, but I love the atmosphere. I love the community because it is a very inviting one. It's one that has embraced myself and my family. It's been a great place to raise our children, and it feels like home. It feels like family. I've been here for quite some time, since 2000, and I honestly feel like I'm at home.
Oh, that is wonderful, and I love the South, so believe me, I cannot wait to go back next year. Winston-Salem has a special place in my heart now just because, like you said, the community, everyone was so welcoming. I mean, it literally felt like I was from there when I went down there just because of the niceness and just how inviting everyone was. So I look forward to going back and hopefully catching a Rams game sometimes in the near future.
Well, just give me a call, and we'll make sure we get you in there.
I look forward to it. All right, well, now getting into the show, I want to start off with your awards. I mean, you have so many, but the one I want to focus on, you were recently named to the Women Leaders in College Sports Board of Directors, So I want to know, how does being named to this prestigious board of directors, how does that compare to some of your other accolades?
You know, this is an award that was voted on by my colleagues and counterparts, and it's really special because we're able to, as women, see the needle start to shift and to move. It's an opportunity for me to be in a position where I can continue to help to move the needle and put us in a space of leadership and opportunity. I think that's my obligation as a minority female. There are a very small percentage of minority female athletics directors across the country, and to be one of those selected to such a prestigious board does it speaks volumes. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about the work that lies ahead. I'm excited about the other women that I get to sit around the table with to generate new ideas and to continue the efforts to help to ensure that our people are represented.
Wonderful. And then you kind of touched on my next question. You talked about how few African-American women there are in college athletics. So that brings me to the point, do you feel that you have an obligation to pave the way for more minorities, especially females, to get into the college athletics field?
Absolutely. There are about 25 minority female athletic directors across all divisions, 1, 2, and 3. That's a handful.
Okay.
It is my obligation, and it is my commitment to make sure that I reach back and pull one forward, beginning here on my campus and then expanding beyond campus regionally and nationally. So we have to tell the story, and we have to present the numbers. We have to create the interest and then transform other women to take our places as time goes on.
Right. And you talked about, you know, other women, and I want to talk about someone who I know you have a very close relationship with because you guys were both student athletes back at Hampton University, and that was Jackie McWilliams, the CIAA commissioner. So I just kind of want to know, what was your experience like at Hampton University with her, and then how do you think that kind of molded your experience into your current role as an athletic director?
So Jackie was we played basketball together at Hampton. Jackie was a junior when I came in as a freshman, and she was one of the first student athletes that I met We grew to be sisters. We've grown to be very close friends and colleagues. And Jackie is one of my mentors. She has shaped my direction and my path. She has assisted in grooming me to the woman that I am now. She has set strong footsteps for me to walk in and walk behind. And, you know, she is a strong, incredibly strong woman. Our relationship is at Hampton University. There were fun times. There were times when she had to check me when I was out of line, but she always held me accountable. She's always been that leader, that kind of leader. The leader that you see her leading this conference was the same type of leadership that she presented at Hampton University. Jackie also was a two-sport athlete, as was I. She played volleyball and basketball. I played basketball and softball. So we spent a lot of time together in the short time that she was, that, you know, that our paths crossed at Hampton. But we continued, our paths continued to cross. We worked together at the CIAA headquarters office in her first stint for a couple of years. And we've continued to stay in touch and continue to formulate and nurture the relationship.
Wonderful. And, you know, really quick, I have to touch on this because I am based in the DMV. Is Hampton University the real HU?
Oh, of course it's the real HU. There is no other HU. Absolutely.
I have to touch on that because I know I'm going to get a lot of that during this show.
Yes, it's the real HU.
Alumni. And now,
but you know what? At the end of the day, we're all one big family. And
exactly,
I feel
right.
like I attended Winston-Salem State University. I didn't. I've just been here so long. But it's, we're all one big family with the same goal in mind, and that's to educate our people. And so, you know, yes, we're still the number one HU, the only HU, but I will say that it's all love and we're one big family.
That is great. I think that's what it's all about, just supporting one another so all HBCUs can move forward and really colleges as a whole. And that takes me back to WSSU. You guys, of course, as I mentioned earlier, are celebrating 125 years. I just kind of want to know, what was the atmosphere like around campus and from the alumni? And how significant is it that your university reached that 125-year mark?
You know, there are some universities that did not make it. And so for that, we are extremely proud. We're proud of our history and the legacy that we have made over the course of time. I think and believe that our university did an excellent job telling the story. Telling the story and sharing the vision of Dr. Simon Green Atkins, who started this university as a classroom with about 25 students. But his goal was always to provide an outstanding education for African Americans. And to see where the university has grown from, we have had family members of Dr. Simon Green Atkins on campus telling the story of what the campus looked like, how it operated back in the day. To see how it has evolved over the last 125 years is nothing short of fabulous. And so it's exciting. There are exciting times. Everything has stemmed around the 125, whether that's a donation in increments of 125, whether there are events that are named in honor of the 125. And so we've just really closed the chapter on the 125th with the last football game and fireworks and lots of celebration and homecoming. And so we look forward to what the future has for us in our next 125.
That is wonderful. And I heard about how good you guys' homecomings are, so I'm also adding that to my do list. Hopefully I'll be there for 126.
Yes.
and then that just kind of takes me. So I know CIAA schools, everyone's proud of their schools and just the athletes that come from their schools. So that takes me to my next question. What differentiates athletes at Winston-Salem State University from other CIAA schools?
You know, I struggled with this question a little bit, honestly, after reviewing it, because I think at the core, it's pride. But that's no different than any of the other HBCUs. For us, I would garner to say that we are truly a campus of champions, not just on the plane, not just on the courts, but a campus of champions in the classroom, a campus of champions in the community. And with all we do, we are always striving for excellence.
Right, and that's what it all goes down to. I mean, you got excellence. That's at the end of the day, that's what you want every student to have in the classroom, on the field, and then take them in their endeavors through life after they get their degree. And then I know this year you guys kind of started off your year rolling out a new WSSU Rams logo. So I just kind of wanted to know, what was the meaning behind the new logo, and why did you guys decide to reveal it now?
Yes. So in the midst of the 125, we also earlier, well, actually last year, revealed a new university logo and rolled out a new platform for our brand. And so the athletics logo was simply a part of that rebranding. It's not to suggest that something was wrong with the old logo, but it was definitely time for a refresh. That refresh included some conversation or yielded some conversation for a logo committee to come together to talk about what it was that we were looking for, to really discuss what it was that we wanted that brand to represent for WSSU. And our spirit mark represents competitiveness. It represents a sense of fierceness. It says and suggests that I'm ready to play. And when you put that logo up beside any CIAA logo or any other institution's logo, that's the message that's portrayed. So I'm very pleased with the outcome of the spirit mark. I'm very pleased with the rollout and how the university has really rebranded everything that we touch, from billboards to apparel to facilities. You will see the new Ram Head logo. So very exciting times here in Ram Country.
Nice. And then we talked about the Ram so much. For people that don't know, I just kind of want to hear from you, what does it mean to be a Winston-Salem State University Ram, in your opinion?
What does it mean to be a Ram? It means that I will be prepared for life after I complete my degree. It means that I am serious, that I mean business. It means that I am prideful, not boastful. It means that I'm serious about the works that I do, and now I'm a part of the legacy that's been left behind.
Wow. After going to that, you're about to make me go back and get another degree at your university.
Come on back.
So spirited. And then that takes me to my next question. What makes you most proud about the current athletics landscape at WSSU?
Yeah. I would say our presence, the partnerships that we have, and, you know, the people that are just a part of what we do. We hold a very strong position here at the Winston-Salem University community at large. We are an important part of that community. Regionally, from an athletic standpoint, we are well-respected amongst our counterparts and our competition. And we are definitely seeking to be higher and higher and to have higher and higher vision within the national platform. And so for me, I think that when people see that Ram Head, they know that it means competitiveness. They know that what comes along with that brand. And for that, I'm very proud.
Nice. Okay. And then that kind of takes me to, you said you're very proud. I know something that people are very proud of as well is that Mr. Bill Hayes, a legendary figure in college football, was elected into the Black College Football Hall of Fame. So, of course, people that followed your school know really about Black College Football, know his importance, but can you kind of speak on his legacy at the university and what it means for him to be going into this Hall of Fame?
Yes. So Bill Hayes is synonymous with Black College Football. If you look it up in the dictionary, you will probably see his picture. He put Winston-Salem State University on the map for football in a time where it was very much so basketball recognized. Bill Hayes is a proven winner. He's won everywhere that he's touched. He has transformed young men into success, young boys into successful men. He has served as a mentor for many, or as a father figure for many more. And I can't speak to how proud I am to call him a mentor. He has done great things for Black college sports, administratively and on the sports level. So for that, we're very, very proud. We're very honored to say that Bill Hayes will be recognized as one of the coaches, or the only coach amongst the class that's going in this coming December.
Right. I mean, it's just, if you don't know Bill Hayes, look him up. I don't even think I can speak enough in this show about just his importance, as you said, to Black college football and football as a whole, especially his significance to Winston-Salem State University. And that kind of takes me to my next question. What importance does WSSU have in the HBCU community and as the collegiate community as a whole?
Can you repeat that question one more time, Kelsey?
Sure. What importance does Winston-Salem State University have in the HBCU community and the collegiate community as a whole? And the reason I ask that question is because I feel like there's so many HBCUs, there's so many schools. But what importance do you think specifically does Winston-Salem State University have in the HBCU community and just colleges as a whole?
Yes, I just believe that its reputation. Coming to Winston-Salem State University, one can know that they will leave with a quality degree. They will be able to with their counterparts and those that they studied alongside at a very high level. Coming to Winston-Salem State University, you will be prepared to compete in any entity, not specific to the medical field or engineering, but we are teaching you how to think. We're teaching you how to be strategic, how to position yourself for great success. And attending Winston-Salem State University, leaving Winston-Salem State University upon your degree, you are guaranteed success. We are going to provide you with all of the support that's necessary to be successful. We're going to teach you how to be successful. It's up to you as the student to take advantage of all that's been handed to you. And so most of our students that leave the university go out to do great things. In the state of North Carolina, amongst all of the 17 constituent schools, Winston-Salem State University is the number one or ranks number one as it pertains to students receiving a job after graduation. And so we hang our hats right there. It's not just about athletics, but it's truly about coaching, teaching, training, cultivating all that we can to produce the best student and the best graduate upon, you know, their completion of the university.
Right. I mean, you said something huge because, right, when you pay all that money for colleges, when parents are spending this money and students are taking out loans, you talked about jobs. That is huge because you take all this time in college, whether you're a student athlete or a regular student, the end goal is that you want a good job and a career that you want. So I think that's huge, and that just speaks to how important it is to have an institution like yourself, you know, in there, because I think far too often on the news we hear about how many college grads don't have jobs after graduating and putting in the work.
Right,
I think that's a wonderful thing, especially for the state of North Carolina and these African-American students that go to the university. And that takes me to my next question. I think right now there's some heat on HBCUs. And some, I mean, there are, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Some people are saying, do we need them anymore? And then on the other side, of course, people are saying they're so important to everything in the college landscape. So I want to ask you, what is the importance and lasting legacy of HBCU athletics and academically?
Yeah, I think as a whole, you can't put into words what you're able to take away from that HBCU experience. And if you've never experienced it, it's none like no other. It's relationships. It's a sense of belonging. It's a learning of who you are and a true understanding from whence you've come. It's being able to study under someone that you know wants to pull the very best out of you. And although there are so many offerings from the majority institutions for us to study, for us to be a part of an athletics program, there is nothing like the pride, the sense of belonging, of being a part of an HBCU and garnering that experience after your 4 or 5 years as an undergraduate. I think it's the best place, and this is my own personal opinion, the best place to lay your foundation for your education. With my own two children, I always pushed, you are going to an HBCU, at least go for your undergrad degree. You can go anywhere you deem for your postgraduate or as you in your school, but for your undergraduate degree, lay your foundation there and start off with a sense and hone your identity as who you are with the people who look like you. Receive confirmation that you can do anything that you set your mind to and have that nod by others who look like you who are serving the university and serving us well.
And, you know, I think you said so many crucial, important points. Now, I didn't go to an HBCU, but I'm the daughter of an HBCU graduate. My dad went to Grambling State University, and I just feel like from the beginning, I just knew, I mean, he always talked about Grambling State, right? So I always knew about Doug Williams and the great athletic side of Grambling, but I also know just the good education my dad got. He got a job right after college, and he always took me back to Bayou Classics. I always went to their games. I mean, I live right by Howard University, of course. I mean, their legacy and stuff. But you said it, the pride. I love the pride that comes with it. And I don't care what anybody says. You guys do have the best homecomings. But it goes back to the school pride that people have. And people come back to them, I think, for that reason. Because like you said, you feel a sense of belonging. And you feel like you took something away from that university outside of your paper degree. And I think those relationships that last are what students, you know, really want. So that takes me to my next question. For high school senior student athletes that are, you know, right now playing high school sports and trying to decide where to go to school, what would you tell them or what would your advice be on if they wanted to become a student athlete at your university? You know, what would your advice be to them to right now? What should they do to get to that point or that level?
My advice is to first create good academic habits now. And so when you transition into college, it's nothing new. The expectation that you will study, that you will be prepared, that you always represent yourself in good favor academically will already be in place, and so your foundation is already laid. I would also say, as I often talk with youth, and I tell them to be mindful that you speak volumes of yourself without ever opening your mouth. So in that, realizing who you're hanging around with, paying close attention to not only what you are wearing, but how you are wearing it, how you are showing up in certain situations, how you are representing your family and representing yourself is key. And so if all of that is intact as you are transitioning into the collegiate field, then it's very seamless. Then you're prepared. You're prepared to take on just a little bit more studying because you already have a foundation. We don't have to teach you how to study. You already have an expectation of yourself that you are going to make good grades because that expectation transitions with you into college. And so now it's how you can do more. It's how you can show up better. It's how you can be a stronger student and a stronger athlete.
Wonderful said. And then my last question for you would just kind of be, what's the future outlook for WSSU athletics? What can we expect in the near future?
We will continue to do great things. We will continue to be a campus of champions. We will be ready to compete. We will be ready to increase our graduation rate. Our current graduation rate amongst all of our current, I'm sorry, GPA amongst all of our student athletes in athletics is right at a 3.0. We're striving for a 3.0. And that's with all of our student athletes, to include cheerleading. And so, you know, the work doesn't stop, and there's a price to be paid to be great. And we're willing to make those sacrifices. We're willing to make the commitment that's necessary, and we're willing to put in the work, and we will put in the work to continue to be a great university.
Well said, and a great way to end my show. Tanya, thanks so much for coming on and just speaking about WSSU. And just really showing, you know, your leadership. I mean, I salute you for doing what you do. I hope you continue to pave the way for more African-Americans and minorities as a whole and women to get into collegiate athletics. And I hope to anyone listening that your interview will be inspirational to them.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great.
No problem. And to everyone listening, that's a wrap for this edition of Listen In with K&N. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course, jumped in on the K&N bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week when a new show drops online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. Join the movement across other social media platforms at hashtag ListenInWithKNN. This has been Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.